USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thousands of National Guard troops brought to the nation's capital to secure the inauguration will remain in Washington, D.C. until at least March. The Guard will continue to support local and federal law enforcement, initially reduced to 7,000 members and drawing down to 5,000 troops by mid-March. Congressman Andy Biggs says there's no justification to keep the Guard in D.C. that long. The Arizona Republican tells Fox News he hopes the troops are allowed to return home soon.
There's no justification for that. They don't want to get the Democrats don't want to get back to regular order on anything, including the nation's capital. And that is going to be a problem going forward. This is, some people have said, some commentators have suggested that this is an attempt to show power, governmental centralization of power, through the station of military all over the United States Capitol. It is unfortunate. It shouldn't happen. And I hope that they rethink that.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.